All right, y'all, it's time for a Raptors Abroad podcast. I apologize for the sound, but I don't have my mic in my little sound booth here because I am properly abroad. If you listened to the last podcast, you would know that I was headed to Thailand, and I'm here. And it's my... I got here yesterday, so I'm still kind of readjusting, but still managed to wake up today and watch my Raptors game from last night. Because I represent like that, and I'm crazy like that. So I'm going to break this one down. It's going to be super quick because that beach is calling me, to be honest. And I haven't been out there yet. I got here at night, so I'm ready to rock it. So let's talk a little Raptors b-ball. So the Raptors coming off a very painful loss to OKC last game, and also lost an OT game to the guys we're playing tonight. The Atlanta Hawks, or that we played last night. You see, yeah, the Hawks took us down in overtime just over a week ago, something like that. So, Raptors need this one. We dropped two straight, and, you know, the Eastern Conference is packed. You know, the standings, you know, the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth spot are pretty tight. So, every victory is going to make a big difference as far as home court and stuff going forward in the playoffs. So, the Raptors, first quarter. And let me tell you, this was a tough one, man. This was a tough game to watch. For long stretches, you know, there's that beach out there, and I'm watching my Raptors. Well, this is what I was watching the first quarter. The Raptors. This is the only note I took. First quarter, Raptors with 7 turnovers and shoot 5 for 18. So, obviously, not a very entertaining first quarter for me to watch. And the Raptors were down 9, 25-16. Lucky to be down 9. Second quarter. Our boy Grevis Vasquez, he was actually sort of keeping the Raptors somewhat within striking distance for the first half, even, I would say. He had 3 driving layups in the first 2.5 minutes. There's that guy Schroeder, I remember his first name now. He's kind of a smaller guy, he might even be German, but kind of with the blonde thing in his hair. He was a good player, but Vasquez is just much bigger, so he's just taking him to the hole. He was 5 for 7 at that point after the 3 layups. Rest of the team, 3 for 15. Yikes. But Kyle Lowry, who had a monster game as well, he saw what Vasquez did. And, I mean, he waited about 8 minutes, but at the from the 4:23 mark to the 3:54 mark, Lowry with 2 driving layups on Shelvin Mack, who just couldn't seem to stay in front of him. The second one was an and one, which he missed. He missed the free throw. Drained the bucket, missed a free throw, got his own rebound, and then passes it to a slashing T. Ross, who hammers it down. And boy, I'll tell you, when guys like T. Ross who have that little extra flourish at the end of a dunk, really does fire up the crowd. Really awesome to see. I was fired up here in Thailand. And it's 49-42 Hawks at the end of the first half. So, you know, I mean, not a great half, but, you know, we've had worse ones. And only being down 7, we'll take it. And holding, you know, scoring less than 50 hurts, but holding the opposition to under 50 is fine. So, mixed grades on the first half. Obviously, not a passing one, but wasn't freaking out. So, third quarter. Kyle Lowry basically owns the first 3 minutes with his scoring, his defense, and his passing. Just had a couple of steals, nice looks to I can't remember who, and then a couple of really good drives. Sorry, I know this isn't that detailed, but like I said, I'm in Thailand, a little bit jet-lagged, still doing a podcast. Give me some props. Or not. But cut me some slack, that's what I should say. Instead of cutting me props, say cut me some slack. All right, so from the 10-minute mark to the 5:32 mark, the Raptors had 1 point only. And luckily, only fall down 8, 59-51. But they continue to be brutal for the rest of the quarter, and they wind up going down 11. The Hawks went on a quick little run at the end of the quarter, and they were up 71-60 going into the fourth quarter. So not looking good, obviously, being down 11 going into the fourth against a team that just beat you like a week ago. But have no fear, because the Raptors... They started the quarter. I think there's Schroeder, who drained a 3 near the end of the third, also starts the fourth with 1. So the Raptors are down 14 in the first minute. And they proceed to do what? The same thing that they've been doing or giving up for the last 7 or 8 games now. I don't know. I think it's, you know, I noticed that since Patrick Patterson has been injured, these runs have been happening. Thankfully, this time it was on our side. The Raptors go on a 13-0 run. And they're only down 1, 74-73. It's a new ball game. 5-8, and then, you know, the Raptors exchange baskets for about 6-7 minutes with them. And then the 5-18 mark, T. Ross with a push shot in the lane and one. He misses the free throw, but Amir Johnson gets a rebound and puts it back. That ties the ball game up, so we're all tied. The 5-18 mark. 2:32 mark, so only 2.5 minutes remaining in the game. DeMar gives the Raptors their first lead since they were up 2-0 with a 15-foot jumper. So wraps up 85-84. Next possession, DeMar takes another deep shot, misses, but Jonas gets the offensive rebound and gets fouled. He goes to the line, goes 2 of 2 from the free throw line. So 87-84 Raptors. 40 seconds later, DeMar gets fouled, goes to the line, drains a couple. And that gave him 10 points in the quarter. So a little clutchness from DeMar. And then Lowry, 43 seconds remaining, kind of put the game away with a driving teardrop on Jeff Teague, kind of driving left to right. Puts up the teardrop, floater, and in. 43, and that made it 91-86 Raptors. And that gave Lowry 20 points in the game. That's 6 straight games. He's had 20-plus. So we'll take that from our point guard any year. And then this is what really iced the game. So after Lowry hit that driving teardrop, the Hawks called timeout. And on the inbounds play, Lowry reads the pass, picks it clean, takes it away from Paul Millsap, who had just received it, goes all the way for the layup, 93-86. So that makes it a 7-point game. And that's also 10 in the quarter for Lowry at that point. But he wasn't done. With 12 seconds to go in the game, pretty much out of reach. I don't know why the Hawks were playing. It was weird. They were down 7. And they were just playing a regular possession. Like, the Raptors, there was 30 seconds to go. They were down 7. And just didn't seem to feel like they had a chance to win that one. And they were just kind of playing regular defense, hoping the Raptors would miss and that they could come back from a 7-point deficit in, like, 10 or 11 seconds. That was weird. I thought they might, you know, at least try and give themselves a fighting chance. But they didn't. And Lowry dribbles out the clock, and then with about 1 second on the shot clock, works himself into left corner, takes a step back three, and drains it. And that put the Raptors up 96-86. And that was ball game. Raptors win it by 10. And get this, they outplay Atlanta in the fourth, or outplay Atlanta 36-15. 21-point win in the fourth quarter. Huge. And that stops the Raptors from dropping 3 straight. It was a big, big W there. Lowry finishes the game with 25 points, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Also tossed in a couple of rebounds there. And he was the MVP of the game. I mean, I'll give it up for Jonas, too. Jonas actually was pretty clutch. He's not going to get a lot of props, but he had 13 points and 13 rebounds. Oh, sorry. I'm yawning. Like I said, I'm jet-lagged. Not because I'm bored. I'm jet-lagged, homies. And DeMar, he actually had kind of a tough game. He went 8 for 18 from the field, 21 points. But he had 4 turnovers, which is kind of uncharacteristic for him. Raptors had a real turnover spell. They were just coughing it up like crazy. And Nando DeColo, too. 11 minutes, he had 3 turnovers, which was weird. He still managed to be +2 on the floor, but that was weird. And we got good minutes from Chuck Hayes. Again, not going to show up on the box score, but he led the team in plus-minus, +16. So I guess that shows up on the box score, but in the typical box score. You know, he only had 4 points. He had 3 rebounds, a couple of assists, and a steal. It was 2 of 3. I mean, 2 for 3 from the field. Not going to get a lot of run for that, but he gave us some good minutes. So props to Chuck Hayes. Props to the T-Raps for pulling out this W. And I'm out. Peace. Time to hit the beach.